Betty Winkle, and I approve of this message.